Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
AM 1300 KGLO, I'm Tim Fleming, and it is time for the Caregiver Corner program, and we get a chance to visit every week with Lark Trigstad. And Lark, how are you doing today?
Top of the morning. Yeah. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm just kind of loving the November weather. It's been kind of up and down a little bit, but that's still been okay, and I know it's been good for the farmers to get a lot of work done, too, which is always good.
Absolutely. And the rain.
Yeah, we're going to have a little of that, too, you know. It's all part of the drill, right?
Exactly.
Now, I got your note about today's program, and it says even angels need their sleep, which is an interesting thing.
And look at who is laying on his tummy.
Oh,
Snoopy.
Little Snoopy, yeah.
With wings and a halo.
It's got the halo going on and everything.
Yeah.
Well, tossing and turning late into the night and checking off mental to-do things on the list before bed can be a problem.
Absolutely.
Sleep can sometimes feel like a luxury, but getting adequate rest is essential, especially for those who provide around-the-clock care to others.
So, you know, the National Sleep Foundation recently confirmed what your mom probably told you a long time ago. The average adult requires at least 8 hours of sound sleep at night. Ha ha. But to caregivers who are up and down all night, helping their loved ones with serious conditions or memory thinking problems, that may sound like a laughable idea. Unfortunately, chronically, you know, sleep-deprived people don't laugh all that much. In a recent study at University of Texas of caregivers taking care of terminally ill family members found a clear correlation between lack of sleep and severe depression, which makes sense. Besides depression, sleep deficit symptoms can range from misplacing the car keys to crashing the car. So wide scope there. Researchers say that an ongoing lack of sleep can cause forgetfulness, lowered alertness, reduced creativity, inability to speak and write clearly, lowered resistance to disease, unwanted weight gain, and increased risk of stroke, heart attack, and adult onset diabetes. That's quite a list.
I was going to say that is quite a list that you just outlined. Wow.
Yeah.
Inadequate sleep can wear on you physically and emotionally and interfere with your functioning and quality of life. While caregiving responsibilities often take priority, caregivers need to be mindful of their own well-being and avoid sacrificing sleeping needs, too, right, Lark?
Absolutely, and caregivers often neglect this important aspect of their lives. In fact, a National Alliance for Caregiving study on caregiver health risk found that 87% of caregivers surveyed suffered from a lack of sleep or energy, and it's easier said than done.
In general, as we get older, do we tend to have more sleeping problems? Is that right?
Yes, it is, and we do. And as we age, our sleep patterns change, and the elderly require less sleep time, but it takes longer for them to fall asleep. Also, we call them microarousals, awaking during the night increase, and scheduled rest times are important. Actually, we promote a few naps during the day that can refresh and revitalize the care receiver, too. And if you notice that your care receiver is sleeping for only brief periods during the night, it should indicate a problem, and you need to talk to your doctor and discuss your concerns.
So what are a few suggestions for getting good rest, Lark?
Well, that's where North Iowa SageLink comes in. It's terrific. And we have a list of things we can run down here. But I actually got the information from our website. And I'll tell you how to get to that after we're done chatting about these tips. You know, actually getting up several times a night isn't as big a problem as not being able to fall back to sleep quickly afterward. Some of the experts offer these suggestions for improving the quality and quantity of sleep. Make it quick and quiet. When getting up, don't turn on all the lights. You should have low-level night lights so you can see where your feet are. And don't have a conversation or do any mental stimulating things and stay up the minimum amount of time necessary. So that's one. Two, don't try too hard. That's me. If you can't fall back to sleep within 10 or 15 minutes, get up, do something, reading, nothing work-related, but just listening to music, that kind of thing. We have a sound machine. I have ocean wave thing going on. Decrease caffeine, alcohol, and nicotine. That makes sense. And again, you can take a power nap in the daytime. So those are the tip of the day for sleep, and I'll tell you how to get there in a few minutes.
Yeah, a power nap. Now, you were saying that's...
Yeah.
How long? I mean, a good power nap for me, I might wake up tomorrow then, you know?
Well, they say like 15 to 30 minutes, but... You know, you get into more than 30 minutes, then that's going to disturb your sleep at night. So
Got it. All right. In order to care for others, you have to also care for yourself. So you may want to incorporate these strategies to your routine to prepare for a better night's sleep.
Absolutely. But wise word of wisdom, I guess you'd say, is that, you know, you have to be careful about older adults taking over-the-counter sleeping aids because they have nasty side effects that can cause more problems than help. They can cause confusion. You're not able to pass your urine, constipation, those kind of things. And you definitely want to avoid those. So, and I told you, you can go to our website. Actually, when you go to northiowasagelink.com, if the listeners have been there, they know that there are categories on top of the pages, and the page that you would click on for this information is aging and family topics. And you scroll down to the National Institute on Aging. Click on that website, and it takes you right to their site. And they have A to Z topics on older adult health. And so I just went down to S and clicked on sleep, and they have four excellent articles on describing sleep issues. They have an infographic about getting a good night's sleep, and just things that were really helpful for you and the person that you're taking care of. So they have a special article on managing sleep problems in dementia patients too. So all of those things, click away, and you know, it's information that will improve your wellness and well-being in your daily life. So that's a pretty good deal.
That is great deal. At NorthIowaSageLink.com, right?
That's it. And it's 24/7, so if you can't sleep, maybe that's the thing to do.
Yeah.
Get on the computer and read that.
Do a little reading.
Or your phone.
Yeah, I know there's some people out there, and I don't want to say that I would be in that category, but maybe. I don't know if... You said 8 hours of sleep. Can you use the cumulative effect to get to that 8 hours?
I'm thinking so because, you know, that's reality, isn't it? Because of life.
Yeah, it. I mean, it has to be a reality of life for a lot of us that work odd hours and do strange things. We were talking before going on the air, even the daylight savings switch in the spring and in the fall, that will do crazy things to our sleep patterns, too.
Internal clock doesn't match what it says on the clock.
No, not at all, Lark.
And would you say it takes about a couple of weeks, you know, to adjust to it?
Yeah, it does for me. It's, when that alarm clock goes off in the middle of the night, you stop to think, wait a second, can it really be that time?
And then thinking, have I set all the clocks in the house back?
Yeah.
Challenge.
Lark, always great information. NorthIowaSageLink.com for everybody. And I do appreciate talking to you every week.
And you too. And get a good night's sleep.
I'll try. You do the same.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. It's Lark Trickstead with us on AM 1300 KGLO with our Caregiver Corner program.